More than 120 people died in the southeastern United States last weekend after Hurricane Helene caused severe flooding. Hundreds of people remain unaccounted for. An Irish man is among the dead. 71-year-old Aidan Bowles, formerly of Glanmire in County Cork, died early Friday morning when his home in Florida was flooded after the hurricane. Our reporter Ethna Dodd spoke to Aidan Bowles' son Sam last night.
I recently lost my father in the Hurricane Helene in Florida. He was from Glanmire, County Cork. He immigrated when he was 20, started at basically the bottom and worked his way all the way up to the top and was incredibly successful at what he did. So what basically what happened was he had made provisions to go to a hotel inland to kind of avoid this hurricane. And, well, what ended up happening was he gained a bit of confidence because the wind died down, the rains kind of stopped, and everything seemed to be normal. So, and the storm was already pretty much parallel with him on the map. So he was like, well, it's already gone by, no big deal. The issue of it wasn't the storm necessarily, it was the storm surge. So the wave that comes after the fact. And unfortunately, my father lost his life in his home early Friday morning due to the storm surge being 8 to 12 feet ranging. Basically, a giant tidal wave came into their town and anything on the first floor was decimated.
And obviously, this was an unprecedented extreme weather event. Would your father have been used to hurricane preparation before?
Yeah, we've always kind of had plans and stuff and never really had an issue. And this is the first year that we'd ever obviously had this kind of deal happen. And, you know, usually it's just a tropical storm, some wind, a little bit of light rain, and it's over with. It's nothing that big. But this one was definitely not that case.
What was he like as a father?
Oh, he was a blessing. He actually adopted me when I was one and has completely changed the dynamic of my life and anyone that he came in contact with. He was an absolute blessing to have around. He knew how to make people laugh at any given point and would just give you the shirt off of his back if necessary. He didn't care what it was about, just get it handled. He was incredibly smart. He was just so intelligent. Like, it was shocking how smart he was. He could do trigonometry in his head. He was incredibly business savvy. I mean, he came over here with $800 at 20 years old and became a multimillionaire basically by the time he was in his early 50s. So he was incredibly successful and hugely smart and ran businesses all the way to the end. He actually just retired again for the second time from a restaurant business that he and my mother had started a number of years ago. And my mother unfortunately passed about a year and a half ago, and she just he couldn't take it anymore. It was just kind of too much for him. I mean, he was 71, so it just was kind of too much.
Was he proud of his Cork and Irish roots?
Oh, absolutely. He actually had a trip planned here in the coming months to come back to visit his brothers. He still has a few brothers left in Ireland that are in the similar ages, and he always talked about Ireland and loved it thoroughly. I'm actually a dual citizen.
Do you think he'll be remembered as a savvy businessman or a generous one? Or what do you think his business legacy is going to be?
I think he will always be remembered as a great businessman and an even better father figure and a better man.
That's Sam Bowles paying tribute to his dad, Aidan, who died in that hurricane in Florida over the weekend. Speaking to our reporter, Ethna Dodd. It's 7:46.